Are you ready for the hype train?
Yes, Hype Train, I'm your conductor. They guilted me into a bad intro.
You conduct a train of lies. Is the amazing joke I was going to make when you faked your way through the second intro.
Yeah, swerved you.
Swerved you.
Because y'all made me feel guilty.
So you,
because you were right.
So you literally stopped, restarted just to do the same thing again.
Well, yeah, because you guys made me feel guilty.
Well, you should have because you didn't do it right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I'm in the right and you're in the wrong. Like, I think we're all losers here.
I'm not used to being in the not wrong train. This is weird for me.
Five-star man.
Hold up. You're not used to being in the not wrong?
I'm not used to being in the right train. That one. But see? I'm not used to it. I can't even get the train right. Asa had to lead me
to
this one.
Yeah, I was trying to organize your sentence there a little bit. All right. This is the hype train. This is what we're happy about. We're happy. We're so happy, guys. We got to be happy. It's hyped. Did you hear that Cody intro? I mean, I know you didn't, but the listeners did.
No, I hear it in my sleep. When I'm having a good dream, I hear it.
I love that Cody intro.
It's his alarm in the morning.
I remember, I think I was waiting to pick Sadie up, and that was like the first time I heard it. And I just lost my mind with happiness. Like, I didn't laugh or anything. It was pure joy.
It makes me so happy. Like, it's still my favorite intro on, like, Podzilla 1985.
Cody Sandusky, who I literally have nothing negative to say about, even a little bit.
It's
listen to the pre-show and figure out what I said.
I was getting ready to say, it's really the only dedicated intro that we have on Podzilla 1985. And then I remembered Hunter has
the
one for PWU.
And the PWU intro is also really good.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's solid. Mm. I just, maybe it's a little bit of a bias, maybe.
Oh, because you like Cody more? That's what I heard.
Nobody says that.
Hey, real quick, what's the name of that thing you weren't supposed to tell us?
What thing?
The company.
Oh, what? No, I'm not going to tell you on the air. I couldn't tell you guys in the group chat. Are you kidding me? Did you think that would work?
No, of course not.
But in the off chance it did, that would have been...
I thought maybe there was a 0.005% chance that it would. And if that was the case, then cool, go me. Also, we'd have to scrub this episode clean.
Again.
And then you could have actually done the intro right. You have something black in between your teeth, Jesse. And it's acted like I just now saw it.
Listener.
Got it.
All right.
Listener, you go to the bathroom.
You got something in your teeth.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I just noticed it now. I would have told you earlier.
I just
have the Tenacious D song stuck in my head.
You got something in my teeth? Can you figure it out for me? That's
teamwork?
Yeah. I'm going to try not to do it at all this episode.
I mean, we're swearing now in this episode. It's fine.
But I'm going to be a good boy.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. So, yeah, this is the hype train. It's time for us to get happy.
Papa Proud. Good boy.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. This has been happening with us more and more. It's just like the most random garbage pops in my head and comes out of my mouth or like onto the keyboard.
After 8 years, I'm starting to rub off on.
No, it's not you at all.
When you finally listen to Nerd Up, you're going to be so happy when you get to like the other book he's referring to. He went full Dalton on Nerd Up.
Oh, no.
Full Dalton.
I don't like that thought even a little bit. For one, that's my stick, and for two, what did he do? Oh, did he break?
Oh, so hard. You're going to have to just wait until you listen to it.
Because I'm only guessing because he's breaking right now. He really just thinking is. About what happened. Can I get like one?
I remember what you said.
Can I get one word context?
No.
Because I think it's going to make him laugh more. Just give me one word.
No, I have never seen Asa laugh this hard before in my life.
Neither have I, and I haven't seen it. It's just what's the residual of it right now.
This wasn't even live. I think he's laughing harder about it now than he was yesterday.
Asa, it's called a tablet. Come on, bring it back.
I forgot about it.
I think he's dead.
Oh no, yeah, he's completely broken. He did the full like He did the full table punch. Like, he was laughing that hard.
He did just pull a full me. He just said his abs hurt from laughing.
So anyway.
He's like almost near tears. Are you good?
We're going.
Yeah, so like for things that are bringing you joy, Dalton, that you, had you listened to Nerd Up, like you
I could have said Nerd Up would have brought me joy.
Because that almost certainly, that bit will bring you much joy.
It was the dumbest thing.
I can tell
thing.
It brought Asa joy.
Oh, my God.
It really did.
Because the boy dang near peed himself just now.
A little bit.
You all right?
I'm sweating.
All right. Well, while he's recovering, Dalton, what's bringing you joy, homie?
Right now? I just bought yesterday Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. And
is that the game?
Yeah. It's like it's a single-player RPG.
I didn't realize that was out yet.
Yeah, no, I didn't either.
Came out last week.
Yeah, because the manager at the GameStop, like, it looked like she got upset for a second because I said, she was like, oh, how come you didn't pre-order this? Like, we had DLC for it and you're in here all the time. Like, if you were just going to buy it anyway. And I was like, I honestly forgot it was coming out. And she was like, oh, well, we weren't doing it. I was like, no, I don't pay attention to game releases anymore unless it's WWE.
Also,
so, like, it's not on you that I didn't know this.
Also, in their defense of the games coming out that they're going to try to get you to pre-order, Kakarot's pretty far down the list you got bangers like Last of Us and Final Fantasy and Cyberpunk. Like, there are people that are excited for Kakarot that, like, of course, but, like, mainstream things that they're going to try to plug, I get why they wouldn't
go with
that.
Yeah, and if it would have been, like, the old school GameStop, like, in the mall with, like, Kristen and, like, Johnny, like, they would have, like, known that because I've pre-ordered, like, Dragon Ball Z games through them before, but, like, these people don't know that. They're just like, oh, it's the figure guy.
Yeah, I like that you didn't mention me at all in that, in that group.
Well, the last time it happened, Krista gave me the wrong copy of the game, and I had to go back and been like, I don't have a PlayStation 3. And they, like, she looked at the receipt and she was like, oh no, here you go, take another hat. Because it was like the Goku. I don't know if you were working. No, you would definitely still would have been working there.
Mm-hmm. Because Krista and I left at the same time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Krista was still there, I was too.
Because you were the Borderlands guy, and Shannon was the guy dressed up as Zack Ryder one time.
Yep.
And I worked with Asa, who apparently hated me whenever he first met me.
I mean,
yep, that's find out more on the pre-show.
Yeah.
$1.
If I was going to wait, how do I listen to the pre-show?
If you go to patreon.com/podzilla1985, give us $1, you get all of the pre-shows.
Oh,
like
useful
ever.
Information.
All of them.
And if you're kind of like wondering about that at all, Jesse, like you don't know if you want to spend that dollar yet.
Oh yeah, there's like 4 free episodes
up
there right
and
now.
And there's one where I just went completely off the rails. I have not done that good since on a free one.
First pre-show of every month is free.
Yeah,
you can go to patreon.com/podzilla1985 and you can have a listen.
Yeah. Like $1 a month.
$1.
Yeah. And if you're listening to us, you're into frivolous things.
That's the longest plug we've ever done. We got to move past it.
Fair enough.
Professional.
All right. So, yeah.
Kakarot, though.
God, what were we Kakarot.
I'm like 40 minutes into it. It's weird. If we end up talking about it more, there's a spot where Goku fishes with his tail that Bulma made him. And by fishes, I mean like he just like half-heartedly twerks in water and like a big old fish will come up to it. It's really funny.
That happened in Dragon Ball.
Yeah, but it's just funny to like you're controlling it and you're like, oh, if I like faster, he'll like move faster. No, it's the same little twerk. You all right?
This is broken again.
No, this isn't broken. There's just something supremely like wonderful about you just being shitty and just like, yes, this thing that is happening in the video game happened in the show that the video game is based on.
So weird.
I love that. Then.
I'm glad that you enjoyed that.
But, like, I loved the Xenoverse games a lot. Like, I thought those were great. And it's pretty much the same combat. They just, like, added a lot of single player to it.
What do you think about the flying controls?
They're a little wonky, but it's the flying. Like, in the combat, I haven't had to deal with it a whole lot yet because I've only had, like, one or two battles.
Mm-hmm.
But it controls a lot like Xenoverse, which never really bothered me. You just kind of have to know how to, like, the descend button is the only thing that really throws me off.
That's
ever.
The thing that I keep seeing pop up is, like, because I've been curious about it, but I think like I'm gonna hold off on it for at least a while. Like,
I would wait till it goes lower in price.
Yeah, because like just everything that I've seen about it, it doesn't seem like it's really my type of game to begin with, and also don't have that affinity for Dragon Ball.
I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan. Kai mainly, but
so but the thing that kept popping up is just like the flying controls. If you were going to make a video game in 2020 that involved flying, you control with the right stick, like you move the camera and like that's how it goes. This one, it's to ascend, you push R1, and to descend, you push R2.
Yeah.
The right stick only controls the camera. And that just seems, like, wrong.
Yeah, it was especially like the way you, because in Dragon Ball, like, you're a person flying around. It's not like, because that is, like, how a
it's
lot of helicopters
control.
And
well,
stuff.
Well, like, you have the Nimbus, which I know I'm splitting hairs on that comment.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
that does, like, rise and fall. But
is yeah, that in the game, though?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's like the first thing you fly in is the Nimbus.
Oh, okay, because
cool. Yeah, he couldn't fly originally. He flew around on the cloud.
It's beautiful. That's the one thing, like, it's Xbox One X enhanced. And, like, the TV that you helped Sadie buy, Jesse, really has improved just all of my gaming appreciation because these games are so pretty. Like, they were pretty before, but that, like, little extra resolution, ooh, boy.
Mm-hmm, that 4K with that nice, pretty stuff. Yeah.
And it's a gorgeous game. I've enjoyed it. I'll stop talking about it now, but that's what sparks my joy.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying it, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, so what you got, buddy?
So, I'm not going to lie. I did preparation for, like, the main topic, and I forgot about this part. So, what I will say is I have... It's not bringing me joy currently because I'm still kind of learning it, and it will bring. I feel like it will bring me great joy to come, but right now I'm still in the, oh, shiny new toy. But the computer we built, and I say we built because I bought it, but Jesse put it together picked out all the parts and drove me up there.
Oh, so Jesse bought a computer with your budget.
Yeah.
And then gave it to him.
Yeah. It's pretty much just like, ooh, look, this is what my tax refund's going to be. Okay, well, when I get that, I will pay this computer off. It hasn't come yet. I mean, I got a month. It's fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Everything's great. I don't know when that card's due.
It's interest-free for a while. You're fine.
Yeah, I'm killing it.
So
yeah,
you make a small payment, and then whenever it comes out, you make that big payment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what it's going to be. But so, like, nice. I'm really excited because, like, I've wanted a gaming computer forever, like a good one. Because I have, like, your grand computer at this point.
Because I've made enough upgrades to my current rig that there's a full rig worth of left behind.
Ready to go, yeah. So, like, and it worked okay, but, like, I had a literally laughably small monitor. You can ask Jesse to confirm that because when he came to help us move.
Literally laughing.
He literally saw them and was like, really? And just
was I there for that?
You might have been. I don't know. It's like a little 17-inch, just tiny little thing that I borrowed.
I didn't know they made 17-inch widescreen monitors.
I don't know how. I don't.
Adorable.
I just pulled a random number because it definitely wasn't 20 anything.
No, I don't think 17 seems right because, like, I don't even think this is a 19-inch. Like, it was a little bitty.
So I'm having to adjust to, like, having this big nice monitor that I bought myself.
He got a 27-inch 1440p, which is obviously a little bit better than 1080, not quite 4K.
Mm-hmm.
But
144 hertz, so.
And it is 144 hertz, so he's got that smoothness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 27-inch screen, IPS panel, real nice-looking monitor.
Downloaded a handful of things, so I have, like, I re-downloaded, like, Overwatch and Diablo and stuff like that. I got Borderlands 3 with the cards. I got that new Tom Clancy game, the Breakpoint, I think, that came with it. So part of it also, total, it came with 6 months of Game Pass for PC.
Oh, nice.
But since I have Ultimate, it transitioned to 4 months of Ultimate because I didn't realize until Shannon pointed it out that Ultimate includes the PC. I thought it was just Game Pass for Xbox and Live.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's Xbox, all PC, three. And Live. So I was like, ooh, that is killer. So
yep.
I downloaded Outer Worlds, yes, thank you. Me and every other podcaster get that wrong. And I also downloaded Undertale because I haven't played that yet.
Yeah.
And it's on Game Pass for PC. And I know that's a game, cool. Like, I feel like I'm going to understand a whole new level of the internet once I play through that game.
Just be aware that it's not a...
No, I know what kind of... Like, I know what I'm getting into.
Okay, cool, cool.
Like, I'm aware that it's going to be this weird experience and I'm on board.
All right, good.
So... That's bringing me a lot of joy right now of just kind of getting to know how to work this thing, especially after Jesse got my monitor to work. Because I plugged it into the one that said the DP port. I plugged it in and it wasn't no signal. He comes over and he's just like, I'll take a look. That's really weird. Oh, no, you're plugging it into the extra DP port.
You're plugging into the one that only works if you have a certain CPU and it wouldn't work well.
So I have to plug it into the graphics card.
Yep.
Yeah, so we got that working.
You tried to plug it into the onboard graphics for those listening and wondering what we're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not tech savvy at all, hence Jesse having to build and pick out all the parts. So I'm excited to get to start playing some of that stuff. Like, I'm weirdly excited to get to restart Borderlands 3, even though I've only beaten it once and have started it three times. No, this will be my third time starting. And to try that out and get into that PC gaming, and I'm going to start doing more stuff with Twitch that I'm excited to figure out. Because, like, I've been watching so many, like, tutorial videos of how to use OBS and stuff like that. Because if I'm going to do it, I don't want it to be just, like, this, like, slapdash random thing. Like, I want it to have the quality that you would come to expect listening to this podcast. Like, I want to translate
the
that
video
over.
Quality,
yeah, so, and not even just video stuff. Like, there's other little stuff that I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to figure out, because I also, it's something I kind of want to do on my own, like separate, just to kind of feel like, because, you know, I don't record anything. I don't host anything. This is something that.
You've hosted a couple of shows.
I mean, infrequently. Like, I don't write, like, every week I don't have something that I host or even like once a month.
No, that's fair, yeah.
So, like, to have something, like, on Twitch like that, even if it's, you know, for 0 to 3, like, that, I don't know. I still think it would be cool. I mean,
that is how Twitch streamers start out for a while, unless they already have, like, the big fan base from...
Hint, hint! Stay tuned, nerds.
Sounds like he's going to have to pay for a Patreon plug to get that show plugged once a month for us.
Oh, no. this come from you, that's sweet. Other thing that's bringing me joy is, weirdly, Call of Duty. Because I'm gonna skip the typical Batman and Something is Killing the Children, because both of those are bringing me great joy. That first issue of Tynan's Run is amazing. So good. Like, I'm very excited to see what happens.
I'm going to skip it. Let me talk about it for just a minute.
No, that's just mentioning that. Because I've talked about... Because this is the first time we've done a show with him, like, since that his book has been out.
Yeah.
We've always been talking about, like, Tom King's stuff.
Tom King's Run of Batman. Yeah.
But... those are like the kind of go-to. Good Place is back. I'm an episode behind at this point. We watched the return episode. It was incredible. Chidi is one of the best characters in the history of television.
If you've only watched the return episode, I think you're 2 episodes behind.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, son of a...
I think they've released 3 since they came back.
That doesn't sound right, but I am not going to be mad about it, because that just means I have more Good Place to watch.
There you go.
So Good Place is back. That show is amazing. I'm bummed it's not going to come back for more, but at the same time, like, I'm okay with it, because I know this is the story they want to tell, and they're not going to, like, overstay their welcome.
Right.
But Call of Duty is just so much fun, even when I'm getting my teeth kicked in. Like, there's a sense of, all right, well, now I at least have to do better than this one.
You hope?
Yeah, you do. Well, because, yeah, it's like I tried to do, because no one else was online, so I did Shoot House 24/7. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to try to get some of the long shots, and so were everybody else. So I was just getting sniped like none other. Like every so I was like, okay, well, this isn't going to work. I'll just, you know, play the objective. Because, you know.
Nobody else is.
Yeah. And so I got obliterated like 2 games in a row. One was kill confirmed, and one was domination. Just smoked, like depressingly bad. And it wasn't even like, well, at least I did okay. No, it was awful top to bottom. So I switched off to regular. The first match was on Crash, and I couldn't get my normal spot for long shots.
Yeah.
They just weren't going, so I was like, okay, well, I at least want to do something other than just hit, because I don't enjoy just camping, waiting, especially when all the action just is consistently...
elsewhere.
Yeah, because whenever so someone dies, they go back to where all the action was.
Right.
So they're not, like, no one's trying to flank because it's Call of Duty. So I go... and I work my way up that long alleyway.
Yeah.
And I stop behind one of the concrete barriers. Someone comes from the left-hand side, which is where I've been wanting them to come for the last, like, 3 minutes. It's like, okay, well, finally someone's there. I get them. Ooh, that counted as a long shot because they were far enough back. It's like, oh, well, sweet. I still even got one. I see 2 people coming on the right little zigzaggy staggered entryway.
Yeah.
I take out both of them. Both of those are long shots. And then there were just 2 other people standing behind them. So I got like 5 in that one. I ended up with like 8 that game. So now I'm down to like 20-something on my RAM.
Very nice.
I'm just like, that felt incredible. I'm not going to tell you about the rest of the matches. That's an important part of the story. Just know that it's a really, really good time. And I like that, like, you're still playing and Shannon's still playing. Kevin's still playing. Played a couple matches with Tanner, with your brother.
Yep.
We usually have a pretty good sized group going.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, the other night we were running 5 like pretty consistently.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. Like it,
and it's different. Like, but I like the way they changed the progression system a lot.
Yeah,
and it's just like now that I've kind of gotten my teeth into it, I'm digging it, and I'm trying to consider. It's like, okay, well, do I want to try for another gold? Because like those are the 2 guns that I really, really enjoy.
You got to try for the platinum now.
No, that's not gonna happen. Like I'm aware it's not. I got to, so one of these games, though, I'll tell you this because you'll think it's funny.
Mm.
There was one on, I think it's Piccadilly, the one with the 2 buildings facing each other that have the windows up top, and then there's like the staggered trams or whatever down the road.
Yeah, it's Piccadilly.
We were getting obliterated, and I was like, you know what? I think I know. I can do, okay, I'll just do what everybody else does.
No, are you thinking of the one that has like, there's a... street side, and then there's a bunch of trains on the other side. It has B, like with the windows overlooking B. Or are you talking about the one
with the hazmat building, and the one with the, and it has the pool hall in the back, and that people get up on the roof and snipe down.
Yeah, that is not Piccadilly.
Okay.
That one is Hackney Yard. No,
no, it's not Hackney Yard. It's not Hackney Young. It's not, or Yard. It's not Gunrunner.
I don't remember what it's called.
St. Petrograd.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Petrograd. That's it. Just Petrograd. It's whatever. It was that map. You know what map I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is a good camping one. That's all anybody does anyway. I'll try that Car 89 that people seem to love. God.
Car 98 is...
Yeah. Just that stupid car gun. Like, I'm going to use it. And
Bolt-action rifle, one-shot kill, chest and above, for those out there listening. Supposed to be.
Here's the thing, is I got several hit markers above the gut, but guess who's faster to get a second shot off?
Literally any other gun.
If you guessed literally everyone but Asa, you are correct.
Because it's bolt action. Like, it takes forever to fire the next shot.
Yeah, and it was, so I got, like, I got maybe, and I got an assist, because I think I have, like, 100 XP on it. Because out of the 500 to get to level 2.
Those with double XP and I was running. So mad.
Oh, yeah, so I got A assist.
Uno assist.
Doesn't bring me joy anymore. I'm trading it in. Also, Shannon got his gold gun.
Yeah, he got a gold LMG.
I was a little bummed that he did it without us, but I get it. The RAM, like, I'm just going to, because I need like 20-something more long shots, and I only think I need, like, single digits of mounted kills.
Yeah, I mean, I got the gold AK when nobody else around, so nah, I ain't mad about that. Call of Duty is also one of mine right now. This is the most time I put into a Call of Duty game in a long time. I'm picking it up. Really helps out a lot because, I mean, he and I have always liked playing FPS games together. Like, this dates back to high school for us, which I'm not going to say how long ago that was because I don't want to feel that old. but, yeah, me and Kevin, FPS days go way back to Halo 2. And
I think you just dated yourself, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know.
I also think
I'm not saying a year, and that makes me feel better.
I know there's a solid chance he'll hear this, so I think it's really cool that Kevin Schenkelberg bought the edition of the game that automatically came with platinum handguns. Because I swear, played like one match the first night he owned it, and then like 2 days later, when we played with him again, he had the platinum handguns already.
Yeah,
it wasn't that fast.
It wasn't that quick, but yeah, no, because he and I played several games together where he was working on those platinum pistols. Which I know you guys keep hearing platinum, like, and you may not care about Call of Duty at all, but basically to get a gold gun, you complete every challenge with that gun.
Yeah.
To get platinum for the gun, you complete every challenge with every gun in that class. So there are 6 pistols, I think. So within like, I think it was within the first 2 weeks of owning the game, maybe 3 weeks of owning the game, all of the challenges for all of the pistols to get the platinum pistols.
I also want to point out that some of those pistols suck.
Yeah.
So Kevin is so good at the game, he's handicapping himself.
In fairness, though, Kevin is also always really like, because a lot of those pistols are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm not trying to like down Kevin or anything,
right.
But I'm basically saying, like, to add like more context to it,
mm-hmm.
Kevin has always loved using pistols in Call of Duty.
Okay.
He does not classify this as a handicap.
Okay. I just know that anytime I have a secondary that's not a rocket launcher, that like I'm just shooting peas at him.
Yeah. Which is like, a lot
why
of,
aren't you dying?
The last one that he finished.
You had enough time to turn around. I was shooting you in the back, and it's my fault for not getting headshots, but like you had enough time to turn around and kill me.
Yep, because there's one pistol. The last one that he did, he had a lot of trouble with, because it was the weakest of the pistols damage wise, but you could put like a 48 round magazine on it, and that kind of fixed the problem. But regardless, so Kevin does not consider that a handicap, but he does have all platinum handguns, or he has platinum handguns. I'm working on assault rifles. I've got one done, and I've got all the rest of them 75% done.
Like, because have you gotten them all leveled up to like 60 whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've just been working.
Okay.
Every time we get double XP, I'm like, all right, well, time to level up another one.
Well, this last weekend with double XP, weapon XP, I was just like, I'd rather just play. I'm so close with the RAM. I wanted to make that progression.
Because I usually like to end whichever phrase you want to go with the assault rifles.
It's platinum this time, isn't it?
It is platinum this time. The last two times it was diamond.
Yeah.
Because I know in Black Ops 3 I got diamond ARs for sure, and I want to say that I got the diamond for Black Ops 4, but maybe not. Maybe we quit that one too soon. I don't remember. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Point is, yeah, Call of Duty is right up there with me. That's basically the only game I've been playing lately, that, and I've been going to Smash Brothers tournaments.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know, like, it's helped me a whole lot more, which, like, I'm all about excuses to talk to Kevin more, because he's been a good friend of mine for a very long time. So I'm real happy about that. Let's see. My other thing bringing me joy, The Good Place is great. It's really good.
Chidi alone is worth watching that show.
Yeah. I've been really enjoying that one. Let's see.
Those X-Men books.
Yeah, I talk about those every time, though.
I know, that's why I was like, I mean, please mention them.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, the X-Men books are still killing it. I've now read
the first two issues of X-Men, and then all of the issue ones, except for Fallen Angels.
Fair enough. Yeah, the only other thing, like, relationship.
Ooh.
I know that she actually is listening to this. I either just made her extremely uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
Or very happy.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you've now made me extremely uncomfortable.
Coin toss. It's what I'm about.
Look at Dalton's face.
Because every bit of this is news to Dalton.
Yeah, none of this. I don't know any of this. Yeah.
You got to pay attention to the group chat.
You fucker.
Every bit of this is news to Dalton. So, hi, Bethany, and possibly bye. It was fun.
At least let him know. Do us that solid.
Well, wait a minute. We'll just do this the old-fashioned way. I'm not going to say names.
Nope. just
stop. No, I need to know. Like, I need to know. Like, I'm going to do this whether
you're... What are you looking up?
He's Facebooking her immediately. Yeah.
But he doesn't know her name.
You just said it.
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't know her last name.
That's not going to... Oh, baby. It's Facebook.
Homie, how many friends do you have on Facebook with that name?
Oh, that might be the only one. Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
Dalton knows the answer.
Yeah, yeah, he does. He does.
Well, hey.
He used a single finger.
Why would you say that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you now concerned when you say fuck you to the person you say fuck you to? Literally every episode. 5 years now. Well, like four, however long it was until you came on. But like,
yeah, but like, I don't mind that.
Oh, but the middle fingers, that's
oh,
too
no,
personal.
No, no,
no,
him saying single finger. I didn't say that there was only one person with that name on his Facebook. I was doing a visual bit that they couldn't see, out of respect to her.
Excuse you, there are no secrets amongst us and the Fanzillas.
The Fanzillas?
Okay.
So anyway.
We're going to have to talk now after the show, because I didn't pay attention to any of this in the group chat. Now I'm going to have to go look back in the group chat and feel like an a-hole.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have to go far.
Yeah.
There's a search feature.
Because this was...
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that. Don't give him hits.
Okay,
don't
fair enough. All right.
We'll distract him so we can talk about show things, and he's busy.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So yeah, now we get into the actual portion. So last Thursday we talked quite a bit about, like, you know, what we loved about the 2010s. So today we're going to talk about what we're looking forward to for 2020.
Yeah.
Not the 2020s.
No, it's a single year in general.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dalton's distracted. Asa. What are you looking forward to in 2020, homie?
Oh, there's actually so much. There's so much, and I'm really, really hoping that it doesn't all go Anthem all right. on me.
Let's do categorically.
I've given up at this point, so now I'm back.
No, welcome back.
Yeah. I've already seen what she looks like. I'm gold. Like, well, yeah, nothing else matters.
All right.
Oh, you completed all the challenges?
Yeah.
Because we were talking about Call of Duty,
yeah.
And gold is a skin class you can put on the guns based on completing certain challenges within the game.
Yeah, I don't have platinum.
Like
yet.
It's
I
a
did.
Skin that you can put on the guns. It's
oh,
like right.
I'm
you
trying
achieve.
Not to cuss.
So I imagine that all of us have some video games, some books, some movies that we're looking forward to.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
The classic structure, and then we'll throw in an ETC category for other stuff. So, Lisa, video games. What video games are you looking forward to in 2020?
Yeah, all the delayed ones.
All of the delayed ones?
The delayed ones. Mostly, I think I'm mostly looking forward to...
Yeah.
Because we're getting PS5, the new Xbox Series.
Xbox Series X.
I'm greatly looking forward to those, even though I did just buy a gaming PC. Like, I need everything. I need it all. I'm unwell, you would say. And also in crippling debt.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir.
Irresponsible spend monsters. So, yeah. But
all day.
That's us.
I think the cool thing is because, like, Sony has said that, like, the coolest features of the PS5, we don't know yet. They haven't announced. Xbox being fully backwards compatible on top of all of their, like, first-party exclusives. Like, well, not even exclusives because they're going to be on PC as well. But, like, those hitting Game Pass, and I have Game Pass through, like, 2021 at this point. Like, that's incredible. I love that structure. We know we're getting a new Halo at launch. So,
yeah.
That's going to be intense. Hopefully.
Probably.
We'll see. That'll be great. But there's so many games that I feel like we are getting this year that we don't even know about, on top of just this ignorantly intense list of video games that we know are coming out, even though they have been delayed. Like, the first half of this year was just stacked. And now it's just more spread out through, like, the back end. Because, like, Resident Evil 3 Remake, which isn't necessarily for me, but, like, that one's coming out.
Mm.
The Kakarot, which I know a lot of people are excited about. But then you also have, you know, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Like, this is probably going to be the way that I experience Final Fantasy VII. We've got Cyberpunk 2077, which just looks like it doesn't even seem like my type of game, but I'm still excited for it just because of the amount of work and polish that it seems like CD Projekt Red is putting into it.
Fair.
So I'm super excited about that. I'm morbidly curious about the Avengers game. Like, that could end up being, like, a lot of fun. But I feel like that's probably going to be the anthem.
Yeah, I'm not letting myself get hyped about that one.
Oh, no. I'm not getting hyped. I'm just like, this could be fun. I look forward to looking at the development of it. And I hope it, and, you know, if it ends up being, like, super cheap, then I'll play through the story at some point. If I can't get anybody to play with, because you're supposed to be like Destiny now. It's weird.
Not sure. Okay, so that's the games you got, buddy?
I mean, there's probably more that I'm already forgetting, but, like, those are the big ones.
All right, Dalton.
Of the Final Fantasy VII Remake is my big one. Like, I don't know if this is going to count, but the Kingdom Hearts Remind DLC drops in 2 days. And I'm super stoked for that. Like, it's adding, like, extra story.
All the story that they cut. Like, so all the Final Fantasy characters that just, like, disappeared in 3, or this is where they're getting added in?
Yeah, they're getting added back to, Radiant Gardens, which that, like, wasn't, like, it was in the game, but you never went there like you did before. So we're getting all those guys back, which a lot of people were really upset about. I didn't care. Like, they gave me enough story to where that wasn't as important. But a lot of extra boss fights, a lot of extra just stuff in general. Final Fantasy VII is very cautiously optimistic because I'm very curious to see how they're going to do the episodes and make those full-fledged games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know they could probably do it because Square didn't do Kakarot, but they're adding a bunch of extra stuff to Kakarot that's just like, oh, and this is them walking to the places they went to. Like, you can add extra stuff always, but is it going to be good and, like, keep me hooked like playing Final Fantasy VII would? Because I have it on my Switch, so, like, if her version sucks, I can just, like, go to my Switch and play it again. But I am pretty stoked for Avengers because that looks fun. And then those are, like, really the only games because, like, Cyberpunk doesn't look like it's going to be for me. I'm not a Resident Evil fan. Like, I love Last of Us, but that was such an emotional, like, hit that I don't really want to play to. Yeah, no, see, I played through the first one on, like, Brittany's old PS3, and I was like, okay, cool. I'm not going to play the DLC. I stopped playing the Walking Dead Telltale games for that exact reason. I'm like, I'm tired of feeling like I, like, want to jump off a bridge now, and that's what Last of Us is. So I think really the only big game is Avengers and Final Fantasy, but both of those games are Square, so both of them could be really bad because not a lot of people like Final, or not a lot of people were super warm to Kingdom Hearts 3 like I was. So,
two things that I forgot, and they're totally speculative.
Sure.
The rumor going that Horizon Zero Dawn 2 will be a PS5 launch title.
Yeah.
Injected directly into my veins. And also, we have no idea what Nintendo's putting out this year. We have Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
That's about it.
Which, that actually, like, the new Animal Crossing, that looked kind of fun. I might end up picking that one up. But, so my video games, I only have two, really. Halo Infinite and Cyberpunk 2077.
Well, and, like, the inevitable Fire Emblem DLC character for Smash. Not the one that just, the one that's going to release in like 6 months.
That's not a video game I'm looking forward to.
That goes until December 2021.
Ooh.
So they got time to work on everything, and that's gonna be spread out.
Yeah, it's going to be real spread out. But yeah, no, Cyberpunk, I'm excited about everything about that game. Like, I know single-player games I don't run through a whole lot anymore, unless, like, I really like the general content of it. And my two favorite forms of sci-fi, which sci-fi is my favorite genre, and my two favorite types are cyberpunk and space western. And so if anybody was wondering why I like Star Wars so much, there you go.
Yeah.
So now I am stoked for Cyberpunk 2077. I absolutely love, like, the cyberpunk genre is just awesome. Like, that is my jam. I'm all about it. And then Halo is, I mean, it's Halo. Like, I'm going to get Halo Infinite. I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. I still at some point want to try and, like, get you guys to run through Master Chief's story with me. Like the way we did Borderlands 2. Just knock out the Halo
so many
games,
more games
that way.
Yeah,
but it's about the same. Like, it comes out to a real similar, like, hour mark games to get through.
Can I watch just cutscenes on YouTube?
Yeah, you can.
And then you can quiz me after.
I don't
want to
redo the flood. That legitimately terrified me in the first game.
Yeah, me and also, my, like, fifth grade buddy had to do that, and it wasn't fun then.
My save state ended with, like, so where that first time that they come just like pouring in, and there's always a million of them.
Yeah.
And I had like no ammo. So like I had to restart the game. Cause like I wasn't finding ammo. Nothing was dropping. I was just getting demolished.
Well,
I had to go back to it eventually. Cause then it was mostly just like the split screen. The split screen multiplayer is all we did.
Cause I mean, me and Trevor played through all those games, and I mean, I also put a whole lot of time into those games, and you guys just play with me; it'll be fine.
No, this was like high school. Like, it's not like I have revisited them. Actually,
right.
I think I started the campaign of the first game again whenever I downloaded it for your LAN party.
No,
I was like,
yeah.
I haven't played through these in forever. Like, I wonder how they hold up.
Fun. They still hold up pretty well. They're still pretty fun to me. Though, I mean, like, there might be a little bit of nostalgia.
Oh, no, because I also loved Halo. I just didn't get into it. Like, I had less people to play with, and they were all way better than me. So even when I played, like, I had fun, but I was just constantly getting whooped.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so some comic book stuff, Asa. What do you got? Keep in mind, we have 24 minutes left, and we got to get to movies.
Yeah, I don't have any movies. Like, really.
How?
All right, cool. Like, whatever Marvel puts out. End of list. Like, I don't know what's coming, but that's what I wanted. That's all I really care of.
Hit me with comic books.
Comic books, the only thing that I'm super excited. I want to see where Something Is Killing the Children goes. I want to see. I'm very, very excited for the James Tynion IV's Batman run and where that progresses. We got our first issue. And now that we have the tease of, or not the three Jokers, of the Joker War.
Yeah.
I want to see how that plays out. We also do, like, the three Jokers is supposed to come out this year. That was originally teased in 2016, was the reveal that Batman sat on the throne of knowledge or whatever it was, of the antimatter BS. And they're like, you may ask one question. And he asks, what is the identity of the Joker? And he's told something, and it's, no, that can't be. That's impossible. Something along those lines. It's then revealed that there's not just a Joker. There are three separate Jokers. And then that's getting its own story, but it's getting a story in a three-issue arc of the Black Label printing.
And it took 4 years.
4 years. So that tells me, and especially with it being Black Label, that I think they're trying to bail on that story.
Yeah, they're making it non-canonical.
Jeff Johns realized, like, oh, this doesn't play in what they're wanting for Batman, or something happened, but they've already said it. They've said too much, so they got to put something out. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm a little bummed that I don't think it's going to actually impact the Bat universe at all.
I'm pretty sure it will not.
But if it does, that's cool, and I'm excited to see how. But I'm just along for the ride because I think that's a neat concept.
Fair enough. All right, Dalton?
I don't have any comic books, so I'm going to tell you two action figures I'm super stoked for.
No, that's fine. I was going to. There's an ETC category at the end. But
oh, there is?
Yeah.
So all right. Well, then never mind. Yeah, we'll switch it to there. All I right, have cool. action figures.
All right. Cool. So mine, like, I really want to know how this X-Men stuff is going out. We're getting a big X-Men event in December.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the big payoff for all these books that I'm buying.
So many books.
So many books.
That you are buying.
Yeah.
Singular.
That we're buying. You're not reading them, so I forget that you're getting
them. As quickly. As quickly.
You know, I guess that's fair.
I read six issues last night. That's how many of these books there are.
There's so many. Like, you got like, what, 8 weeks behind?
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're like a fourth of the way through the backlog of them, because there's so many. And I desperately need to see, like, what's going on with Gabby in this. I need Gabby back. I'm very upset that she has not even been mentioned since, like, the end of X-23.
Yep.
I need her back. I need her. And, yeah, like, I would love to have another Laura and Gabby book. Like, I really, really want that in my life. And then, like, outside of comic books, I know I don't talk about the fact that I actually do read non-comic books occasionally.
Nerd.
I know.
Nerd.
Right? Brandon Sanderson's Stormlight Archives. It's his epic. Like, he's one of my favorite authors. Book 4 of the Stormlight Archives is releasing sometime this year. And I'm really, really excited about that.
How many of those books are there supposed to be? Or do we know?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
It's an epic. He's got a bunch of them planned, but he hasn't given an exact number. So far, there's 3. Yeah, book 4 is coming soon. I highly recommend that book series to anybody that likes high fantasy. And even sci-fi stuff a little bit, but it's mostly high fantasy. It's super, super good. I'm loving that book series a lot. Anyway. Yeah, that's what we got. And then movies.
Yeah, Marvel.
Ace has got none.
I'm going to watch Black Widow. Black Widow looks awesome. Yeah, I don't know what the rest... I don't even know what Marvel movies are coming out. I think we're... No, not... No, because Doctor Strange is next year.
Yeah. I think... No, Black Widow can't be the only one releasing this year, but that's the only one I know for sure.
Yeah, it's the only one that's clicking in my head and stuff soon.
Yeah, we'll get dates for other 2020 movies.
But yeah, it's like that's really... And if the fourth John Wick is this year... then I'm excited for that. And if not, I'm excited for it in 2021.
All right, Dalton?
Anything Marvel puts out. I know Star Wars isn't doing anything. I want them to. It's a bummer that they're not. I absolutely hate that they gave up on the side, like a Star Wars story series.
They made the ones they wanted to make. Like, they closed 2 glaring plot holes in the history of Star Wars using those 2 films.
Those stories are now just getting moved to TV shows on Disney Plus because that's where the Ben Kenobi story is going to go.
Because that's the one that I'm pretty sure was going to be this year, and it's like, or it would have been The Mandalorian. I know that was like.
I mean, like in the rotation, the Kenobi story would have been the movie this year because they. Like, that's just, how the rotation has gone. It's been a side story, then a mainline side,
Yeah, so I'm bummed out about that. That being said, with that, I think the new Mandalorian's coming out this year, too. They're like, are they doing the new season?
They're doing season 2, but, like, I don't know
if... I'd be surprised if it was this year.
I would also be pretty surprised if it was this year. Like, maybe by December they'll have it ready, but
that's
what
I'm thinking. Like, it would probably be that. Right now, Black Widow's the only one that I know for a fact that I want to go see. My interest is peaked on Birds of Prey.
Yeah, I'll see that one in theaters probably.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see it.
I'm also someone who, like, I don't keep the most movie news I keep up with is on Nerd Up, and that typically tends to be like nerd movies. Because like Mortal Kombat, I don't even know if that's coming out. I don't even know if that's this year.
I don't think it is.
I don't get excited about movies until I see a trailer that interests me.
Yeah, fair enough. Because
like that's who I am. So I'm excited to see because I'm willing to bet there's probably some horror movies that are coming out this year that are going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be too scared to see. but I will wait for Shannon to tell me whether they are good or bad and then decide from there if I want to see them. And like there's stuff that I'm sure is coming out that will interest me, but I go to the movies so infrequently.
Obviously I like going to the movies a whole lot. I'll catch those. I make up for it by catching them at like 9 in the morning, so I get the super cheap tickets.
That's what I did for Skywalker, and Sadie was like, why are we going at 7 in the morning?
It's like $6.
It's $6 and there's 4 people here.
Yep. Yeah, no, everything about going in the morning is awesome, other than having to wake up in the morning and go to the movies.
But when you're somebody that has to wake up at 5:30 every morning.
Yeah, no, like at this point, big of a deal. I mean, even like yesterday we had off work. And it was awesome, except I forgot to turn off my alarm, so I woke up at the time I normally would, and then couldn't go back to sleep.
See, and I woke up at the time, my body just wakes me up at 6:45 at this point.
And now
so, I didn't have an alarm set, but I was still awake.
Yeah.
Now I rolled over and went back to sleep until, 9, which was nice, and I regretted it. I regretted it this morning so bad.
Oh, couldn't get
my
to,
alarm went off, and I was just, because I didn't wake, like, I didn't wake up this morning.
Oh no!
And then my alarm went off, and I was just like, "What is happening? We're under attack."
I hate that feeling when you just wake up and you're like, "I don't like you." You forget how to function as a human.
I don't understand this buzzing, and why is Ezekiel Jackson's theme playing so loud? Because it's sitting right next to my head.
I can't keep my phone next to me when I sleep because I will wake up and I'll just stare at the phone, willing it to stop making noise. And eventually, like, I'll caveman at it and just, like, start slapping it to make it stop. I'm real dumb when I first wake up like that.
Yeah, but you got that voice, so.
Yeah. Morning, sunshine. Whoa!
Hi.
Wakes Dalton up.
Every time. That's not what you want to wake up to, unless you're somebody whose name I'm not going to say.
So, I actually don't know where you're going with that.
I don't either. Never mind. He's lost me.
King's Man. That's releasing this year.
Oh! Yeah, it looks pretty.
I'm so excited
that's
going to
be dope.
That. I'm so excited for that. Mulan's hitting this year. I'm
really that's gonna
about that movie.
That's not gonna be good.
Yeah, I don't care.
There's no Mushu. There's no songs, and the actress sucks. So
yeah.
Well,
so
her political views are garbage.
Oh, that's unfortunate. But
she may be an amazing actress.
I'm still excited about the kung fu and the magic and all that other stuff. It'll be fun. I'm still gonna see this in theaters. Obviously, Black Widow's coming out. We mentioned that. New Mutants. I'm really excited about. Like, I know it's gonna be a dumpster fire, but I'm still excited to watch it. Coming to America, the number two, sequel for Coming to America.
Is that this year?
Yeah, it's this year.
Neat.
I loved the first Coming to America. That's something me and Trevor bonded over way back in the day. It's a really good movie.
Good morning.
No Time to Die is hitting this year.
That is this year.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, okay, yeah. I'm excited for that one. This is one of those things that's just like, I get pleasantly surprised when a trailer hits. Like, we literally, last night, talked about Billie Eilish and Hans Zimmer doing the music. And I'm just saying, it's already out of my brain because, like, all I'm thinking about is comics and video games.
Yeah, I mean.
Those are my two favorite forms.
I love movies. And then we got Ghostbusters is supposed to be hitting this year still. So I'm real excited about that. And we got two Pixar movies coming out. Well, I don't think they're Pixar, just Disney animated movies. One's Pixar, one's not. Onward and Soul. Or those might both be Pixar.
I'm excited for Soul is Pixar. Soul for sure is Pixar.
I think Soul is Disney Studios.
Because I remember Pixar's doing it.
I think Pixar, because I read
a really terrible joke about it.
Did I say it backwards?
You did.
Damn it.
I think.
Darn it. Too late.
Too late. Okay, yeah, I'm excited for both of those movies, though, just because, like, those Disney animated movies, they always get me. Like, I always enjoy those movies, some more than others, and, you know, some, yeah. Anyway, Coco. Stupid Coco.
Still
Toy Story 4.
Oh, I love that movie. Oh, I cried like a... Somebody just showed up in the movie theater, started chopping onions, like, right next to me. It was really unfortunate.
No, you were crying.
Very embarrassing.
No, you were... ugly girl crying.
Yeah. So was Dalton.
I don't go watch Pixar movies in theaters anymore. Not after Toy Story 3. That's... Pixar is a home viewing experience for me ever since that day.
I told you about the prank those kids played on their mom... for Toy Story 3, right?
No.
Where they took a video of it. They didn't take a video. They took the DVD and they edited it. So they're on the conveyor belt going down and they hold hands and then it just fades to the credits.
Oh no.
And the mom is just like, "What? Is that how it ends? What?" Yeah. And just like silence. Like there's no music. It's just
y'all, I'm just like wide-eyed staring at this. That's messed up.
I need to find that video because it's like one of them. Like she was watching. They're like filming it from above, I think, or behind her or something.
Those kids better not have gotten jack shit for Christmas,
right? Like that's no. Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, that ain't cool.
That's messed up. All right,
but yeah, no. Ever since then, Pixar is a me experience. Nobody else needs to be in the area. Not even Sadie. F that.
Just you and the guy chopping onions.
No, I am ugly girl crying. I have no issue saying it, doing it in front of other people that I don't know. That's not toxic masculinity. I just don't want to cry in front of people I don't know because then they're gonna be like, "What's wrong with that dude?"
And now they're watching the same movie you are.
Right? Yeah. It's when you leave the theater, they're like, "Oh, what happened to that guy?"
Still, no. You all, if you've listened to this show, you've heard me have a laughing attack. Crying's worse. Pain lasts longer than joy. That's one thing I found out in 27 years of existence.
I will see those movies in theaters. Like, I'm fine with it. Like, I'm going to enjoy it, and it's going to be a good time. And I don't think any as hard as Coco did, but I mean,
it's sitting right there on Disney Plus. I just gotta stop watching The Simpsons.
You really do, and you gotta watch Coco because Coco is so good.
I need them to put the Mighty Ducks movies. Actually, that's my
right
movie.
Now,
that's
HBO's
your,
got
that's
them.
Your movie. I was gonna say that's your movie.
Yeah, so that's my movie of 2020. Is they're gonna finally put the Mighty Ducks on Disney Plus
as soon as it leaves HBO.
It's coming. Like that, you can, because we searched for it that day and it popped up, but it's not available until this year.
Yeah.
And then, like, the sequel isn't until next year.
Because, like I said, I think, like, HBO has some sort of rights. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can go on HBO Go and watch The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
I know, because I did it 2 days ago.
Russ? Actually, I think I have HBO Go still.
There you go. So, yeah, you can watch The Mighty Ducks.
No, I have Disney Plus. I want to watch it on its act.
Yo, if you got HBO, I need you to hit me up with that, because I really need to watch Watchmen.
Let me make sure I still got it.
We'll talk.
Yeah,
your people will call my people.
It's one of those things. I would absolutely give you mine if it was mine.
Don't
to give.
Send me that, Asa.
It's so you can watch and enjoy it. I sent you both the
prank, yeah.
The video. Prank.
Okay, so now we go into the ETC category. Asa, hit us.
Dalton, hit us. You got action figures. I'm not. It's another one of just like, I don't know if I really have anything.
We're getting hit with a Kit Fisto. A Black Series figure, which I know is in a line that I just now started collecting.
I was about to say, it's really unfortunate that you have picked now to start collecting Black Series, though.
No, it's pretty good. So the way I've done it is I only want the people I really, really want. So, like, I really just need R2-D2, and if Hunter goes to Galaxy's Edge, there is three more droids I don't want, but it's the cheapest way to get R2-D2 right now.
Yeah, fuck you, C-3PO.
I got a C-3PO. It came with Babu Frick, and I only bought it so I could get Frick.
I love
and
Babu
then,
Frick.
Baby Yoda is getting a Black Series figure. It's going to be an inch tall.
By himself.
It's only $10. It's not $20.
I was going to say, okay. I was like, good. That's like $20. That's $20.
I would have paid $20. It comes with three accessories, Jesse. It comes with the frog.
Does it come with a little like pod thingy?
That would be cool. It comes with the little ball that he kept stealing off of the shifter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
So even the accessories are, like, microscopic.
And it comes with the cup.
The
bone broth cup. Yeah. I told Sadie.
The sippy cup.
I found the Mandalorian, finally. Thanks, Kate Target, for lying to me and made me go into the store and find it. That was annoying. But, I was like, I wish there was, like, the Mandalorian, because they're making a new Mandalorian figure now, too, because they realized that got over super well. So they're like, well, now we got to pump out Mandalorian figs.
Mm-hmm.
But I want one of them to have the little floating carriage, because it's Hasbro. They do Legends. So, like, they have the plastics to, like...
The clear stand.
Yeah.
They made Herbie from Fantastic Four. If I can get that little figure...
It's not from Fantastic Four. It's from Herbie Fully Loaded.
I really hate him sometimes.
That's entirely fair.
That I hate him sometimes?
Only, man, you dissed Herbie from Fantastic Four. I'm sorry. You hurt me. You wounded me with that one. That's the only part of Fantastic Four I like is Herbie.
What about when they spell it as Fantastic, but then they replace one of the A's with fours? With like a four?
Oh, I didn't show you. I got the Doctor Doom legend today, too. Or a couple days ago. Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Is it the God Doom, or is it just like regular straight-up Doom?
Yeah, regular Doom.
You're siding with someone who just called something swoot.
Yeah, I've been saying that
Look,
for.
I regret my decisions sometimes, stand by them.
The little baby Yoda figure. I just anytime I see the pre-order for it, I'm like, oh my god, you're so cute. I'm looking forward to baby Yoda in 2020. There's gonna be more memes. People are coming up with new shit every day.
The Build-A-Bear.
The Build-A-Bear. I'm gonna have to drive to St. Louis just to get a plushie that I could pay $20 for just on regular websites.
Let me know when you do that, because Audra really wants one.
Yes, Audra really wants
no,
one.
No, she genuinely does. Okay, so here's
so
the thing.
So I'm gonna be buying five baby Yodas, because I know I'm gonna want one. Sadie's gonna want one. Audra's gonna want one. I'm gonna need two on standby because I have cats that are gonna tear shit up.
Audra hates children, like babies, like, and it's just like, and but she had a she has an out loud physical visceral reaction anytime that puppet showed up on screen. And when I pointed that out to her, she was like, I would die for that puppet. She got spoiled that something kind of bad happens to Baby Yoda and stopped watching the show. Not seen the last four episodes. Something bad happens to the puppet.
Have you finished it?
I finished it.
Yeah, you're.
Why
didn't you just tell her?
I did. I told her. She still won't watch it.
Oh.
Because that's what I was going to ask. Is like, so does it also come with a scout trooper you can blow up with firecrackers?
I watched a video recently. It was Africa's Toto. Toto's Africa. And they switched the backbeat to...
This is the horse you have bet on.
They switched the beat to the stormtrooper punching the bag with Baby Yoda in it.
And it is the most horribly funny thing I've ever watched. Because there's so many things to dissect, because it's just that 1 second loop playing over and over again, but the beat is the sound of him hitting the bag.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why would you watch?
I'll show you. It's great.
No.
I'm going to show you.
I have to get to Best Buy. Shut up.
All right, yeah.
That sounds
You got terrible. A miscellaneous? Because I genuinely don't think I have a miscellaneous.
Yeah, I actually don't either. So, I mean, and for once, we have a surplus of time left. I shouldn't have rushed you through comic books.
Well, let's go back. Let's go back, baby, because I can talk.
Yeah, because we got five minutes left to kill.
Oh, okay. I will say there is one thing in comics that I probably won't collect, but I'm really interested in the fallout.
Yep.
And that is Superman's secret identity is no longer secret.
I heard that. Like,
and that is main canon. Like, this isn't an Elseworlds.
Because that even popped up in Batman. Like, they were talking about, like...
Yeah, it was the tease at the end.
Yeah.
That's just like, you got it. You know, how much longer is it going to be worth anything?
Right. Yeah, because it was the Joker thing.
Yeah.
They were talking to Joker, like, hey, you know, like, Superman's out. Like, how much longer do you think Batman's going to take?
Because I'm curious how that... Because I genuinely don't know anything about it other than it happened. So yeah. I kind of want to find that out because... I've said this a million times already, but like through Marvel Unlimited, I have read a lot of Captain America.
Yeah.
Who is a character that I always thought was boring, but like reading his stories, I get it. And through Captain America, I have a new because they are kind of just they're a
similar archetype.
Yeah, because it's the symbol, and like Superman is way more powerful than Captain America.
Yes.
Clearly, so his like fights aren't going to feel as meaningful, but at the same time, like, you never really thought anything bad was truly going to happen to Captain America again.
Right. Yeah, no, like, it's happened enough.
So, I'm probably, because I feel like that issue's probably going to be, impossible to find. Unless it was, like, an advertised event issue, and then there's tons of them lying around, but who knows? Comics are so weird. I'd be curious out, like, and kind of see how that affects the greater DC landscape going forward. Because I think that is... probably the most interesting thing you could do with Superman.
Yeah, out him as
out Clark him Kent. As Clark Kent. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, spoiler alert from the '40s.
Wait, that's through glasses. Super... Someone,
you
I saw,
son of a bitch!
I saw a meme on. I don't know what you did, but you probably deserved it. I saw a meme on Facebook the other day of it was like I finally saw Zooey Deschanel without bangs or glasses, and I understand why people wouldn't know Superman as Clark Kent. And it was like a side by side of the two, and it's just like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, no, I've seen stuff like that too, where it's just like, yeah, this is this person with like even a hood and a beard.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy like how much like minor details like that really do like obscure stuff.
That's why my headcanon is I don't know if it was an Elseworlds thing or there was a Superman story that Ma Kent like taught him how to be unassuming by having him slouch to hide his height. Because yeah, Clark Kent is like 6'4".
He is a unit.
Yeah, he's like 6'6", 280 pounds of just shit brick house muscle.
Yeah, and literally like solid as a rock. Yeah. Like, you think
he's
somebody would have
not human?
You think somebody would have clapped that dude on the shoulder and like, damn.
Yeah, someone bumps into him on the street and he's down. It's like that scene when they introduce death in Supernatural.
Oh
and
yeah,
and he's just like a bump and then just dies. Like, oh, what the? Okay, but no, but like so she like. He messes up his hair, like the glasses that he has, like makes his eyes less strikingly blue.
Oh yeah.
So you know, because Superman's got these bright, vibrant eyes.
Yeah, Clark.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, the Clark. So he's got kind of the duller eyes, but that's through the glasses. He slouches to hide his posture. There's like a step by step guide that she does so he can just be a person as Clark Kent, and that's always something that I have just. Nope, I have inserted this into all versions of Superman. Like this is how this is.
This is what I have spoken everywhere.
Ma has spoken.
Yeah, no, because I mean I've seen stuff where it just really is like you'd be surprised, like the Supergirl, the CW show.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were just talking about like you'd be surprised how difficult it is for someone to register. Like you know you go from nerdy looking girl with glasses and a ponytail to. Mm-hmm. You know, super confident girl with no glasses, no ponytail. Like
Princess Diaries, bro.
I was going to say, like, oh, God, she really is just her disguise is she's all that.
Yeah, pretty much.
And paint-covered overalls.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm fine with both bits of canon, especially, like, Because you always did wonder. Like, that's always been the thing. Like, yeah, really? Like, he messed up his hair and he wears glasses? That's enough of a disguise? It's like, yes.
Every time.
Like, because especially, you know, you talk about mild-mannered reporter Clark Kent, like this just quiet, nerdy guy. And then you have, like, the alter ego of Superman, the super confident, loud, projecting, powerful Superman.
He is literally super.
Sorry. Yeah, that actually would have been a fun closing point, though.
Wait a minute. Movies I've been looking forward to. Impractical Jokers, the movie. They are pimping that so hard on True TV, which is all I watch whenever I'm like at home with just background noise.
It's not a YouTube thing. There are the other Marvel movie, because we are only getting two this year.
What's the second one?
The Eternals.
Oh God, I forgot about the Eternals.
Yeah, that's in November. Right. We also missed probably two of the biggest comic book movies of the year. Of course, Morbius. And Venom 2 is still supposed to come out in October.
Pass. No, I'll see him in theaters. I'll see him.
I might if it's one of those things where it's like I wake up and I have enough time to go to the theater, and then like it is that $6 ticket. Like, all right, we'll see. Let me double check that Venom date. That doesn't sound right. Yeah, October 2nd, 2020.
I was gonna say that you're right. Like, I remember they were projecting for 2020.
Because we were thinking it's like, how, you just got a director like 3 days ago.
Yeah, no, that's silly. Anyway, all right, guys, that's gonna do it for the hype train. Thank you so much for listening, and yeah, we'll see you next time.